You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds profiles the hip-hop band Nake Nulawa'un and their latest release, Scars and Bars. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. Aboriginal Sounds will be going on a two-week hiatus after today's edition, but within the next 2 weeks, rockwired.com will be reposting the interviews that we've done for this series on a daily basis, so do keep your eyes open for that. When those 2 weeks are up, Aboriginal Sounds will return with a new series of interviews and music from contemporary native recording artists. Today, we're giving it up for the Rosebud Sioux hip-hop band Nake Nulawa'un and their latest release, Scars and Bars. I had a chance to speak with Frank Waln of Nake Nulawa'un regarding the evolution of the band's sound, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Scars and Bars, here is Nake Nulawa'un with Heart is on Fire.
Yeah. Yeah, got it in my soul, and I let you go. It's in my soul, it's in my soul, got it in my soul, Dre, let me know.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts are born on the bass. Hot when I rock, hate, see the scorn on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb when my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet guy, but I'm with the game. I can't let the beads I wait resuscitate. If I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well, let's debate. I slide in reverse, blood-curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurdling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's hazer. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put you out to bed, so long up in my head.
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high. The most like set this whole itch up in flame. Me, I'm up, man, looking like me, man. God, this won't hear me complain. I do more to maintain. If me chat, it's dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue, hit for my team. Make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage, will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that ish mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain.
From their CD Scars and Bars, that was Nake Nulawaun with Heart is on Fire. Check out the band on Facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Frank Walm of Nake Nulawaun regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
So, I mean, the Rosebud Sioux Reservation isn't, you know, the type of place you expect to hear a hip-hop band. Do you hear that often? Or?
Well, actually, you know, there are right now coming up a good number of hip-hop bands, but it's just you don't ever hear about them because there's no resources or music scene out here, really. I mean, we're coming from nowhere with no resources. It's a different type of situation trying to make it with music coming from where we come from.
And talk about how this lack of resources, you know, keeps the band going. I mean, yeah. Obviously, you guys are still putting stuff out. You guys are still, you know, making music, so.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I guess the NAMI's really helped us out, and it's just, you know, I guess the way you got to carry yourself. You got to get the respect of people, and then they'll introduce you to more people. And it's really all about who you know, but I've been very, very fortunate to have a lot of people that have good connects, you know, come and reach out to me and talk to me and then introduce me to their people. And then we're very fortunate after, you know, a lot of struggling to get our whole reservation behind us. And now we got them backing us and neighboring reservations. And now it's just we've been very fortunate.
Now, I lived in South Dakota very briefly, you know, but this was pre-hip-hop days, you know, where, and the big things was classic rock and maybe just a little bit of country, but, you know, talk about your first hip-hop memories, you know, living in South Dakota. I mean, I'm very interested.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same way, like you said. I think, you know, we're one of the few hip-hop acts that get played on the local radio station here, because they play our music all the time, but... You know, growing up, all I ever heard was country and classic rock. That's all that's played. That's all, you know, my mom and my aunties and my family listen to. But my very first hip-hop memory is kind of a funny one. I wrote a paper about it in college, actually, because I kind of relate it to fate. I was walking, me and my mom when I was younger, before I started running cross-country and stuff. She would, I'd go on walks with her on these gravel roads, because I live in a little community of about 20 houses, and we're surrounded by gravel roads. So we would go walking on these gravel roads, you know, miles during the summer, just to get out and walk. And we were walking, and I seen something sparkling on the corner of the road. I was like maybe fifth grade or sixth grade then. So I walked up to it, and here was a CD, and it was laying there on the side of the gravel road, and I picked it up, and it was Eminem, the Marshall Mathers LP. I'd never owned a rap record ever before, and I found that, and it was really scratched up. I was like, there's no way this is going to play. But I took it home anyway, and it played, and it just got me like that. I could just relate. I fell in love with the art form right then. And then after that, you know, I started getting it. I've always liked really lyrical, you know, like poet-type artists, like Eminem, Nas's song, One Mic was the first song I ever fell in love with. So just stuff like that, it's kind of like it found me, you know.
I see, yeah, that story almost sounds biblical. You saw something bright and shiny in the distance.
Yeah, exactly, and then from then on, you know, I took piano lessons when I was younger for like 1 year, but after that, I didn't have any more formal training, but I would always play by ear, play by sight. I had a keyboard. I loved playing piano. Then I, in about sixth grade, after I found that CD, I started writing poetry too, because, you know, I by no means had an easy childhood. I grew up in a single-parent household. You know, we're by no means rich. So I had a lot to vent about, and I started doing that with poetry. And then I brought a computer program when I started high school, started messing around, making beats, and, you know, it just kept evolving and going from there into where it is now. And I always did music on the side, you know, because my mother always pressed me, you know, school first. Get your grades up, and I did. I graduated valedictorian in my high school, and I got the Gates Millennium Scholarship, which is a full ride scholarship to basically any university that fits their guidelines. So I did 2 years of pre-med down at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, and I always just kept doing music on the side, and I'd come home and I'd work at our hospital in the summer, and I just kind of realized it's not really for me, and just decided to follow my dream, which is music, and now all this great stuff's been happening to me with music after I decided to, you know, really follow my dream and kind of quit pushing it off to the side and, you know, kind of blocking the flow, I guess, of that musical energy.
And talk about the formation of this band that you're in right now.
Yeah, well,
how did that start? Did that start immediately after?
No, actually the band, I had been making beats and writing poetry, doing my own little thing since I was in, started high school my freshman year, and then through my summer jobs and wages, I started building up my own little home studio, and that's what we record on now, but, you know, I was just doing it myself, and then 3 years ago, the other member, Dre, he married my cousin, and he moved out to our reservation from Virginia. They met in Utah, Salt Lake City. They were both going to college there. She moved back here. He moved back to Virginia, but they, you know, they were still together. And then he moved out here and married her. They have children together now. And when he moved out, I found out he sings and he raps, and I made beats and I rapped and I had the studio. So we were like, all right, let's just start messing around, making songs, see what happens. And we started doing that, and it just started evolving. We never really thought it was going to be a group. It just happened, and then we were thinking of names. And a cousin of mine brought to my attention the name Nake Nula Wa'u, or NNW, which is a phrase from our Lakota language, and it means, I am always ready at all times for anything. And I felt like it fit, because growing up on the reservation, or, you know, in the city where Dre came from, or, you know, anywhere where poverty, the odds are stacked against you, you really got to be ready for anything. I mean, it's kind of like a mentality, almost like a warrior mentality, you know, you're like, I'm ready for anything, I got something to prove to the world, like, just that confident.
Check out Nake Nula Wa'un at facebook.com. From their CD Scars and Bars, here is Nake Nula Wa'un once again with Always On My Mind.
On this earth compared to you, you can't believe that. Truth be told, I never met a girl like you before. And if your friends don't need to know, then we can keep it on the low. Cause I'm a quick intake artist, baby. They tell you don't trust me, baby, but baby, I think you should. Cause I know I could be good for the right one. And right now, I think that is you. Stay on my grind to try to prove the lengths that I would go for you. Walk to the edge of hell and back for you. Give up my life to let you live. Settle down and have some kids, so tell me what the business is. Yeah.
Smile like the sunrise, eyes like the sunset. Man, these dumb guys will never get to her, but I'm hip to her. She's so fly, I'm just too shy to admit to her that I'm falling like a star. Will you catch me? I'll trace your face, a perfect picture's what you sketch me. About time, these other dimes you outshine. I couldn't picture your outline without mine. You're a vision of paradise with palm trees, a calm breeze so cold you make my arm freeze. You're like a summer breeze, a January sun. You're like the prototype, the type I marry, hun. You got me flipping like I ain't the tripping type. If you were mine, I swear to God we'd live a different life. We could lay back and let it play back. You had me on cloud nine, I'm on my way back.
Walk with me, talk with me, spend a little time.
Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado despair. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is, wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise. Truth is, buried alive underneath this. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Rosebud Sioux band, Nake Nulawaun, and their latest release, Scars and Bars. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Frank Waln of Nake Nulawaun regarding the band's formation and their latest release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about the other members of the band a little more. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
Yeah. Dre, my cousin-in-law who married my cousin, him and I are kind of like the core of everything. I mean, no matter what, every show, every song is going to be Dre and I. Him and I are like yin and yang. I'm very left brain, he's very right brain. He balances me out. I'm really logical and he's impulsive, but the weird thing is I could make a beat. I can't sing a lick. I only rap, but I could I understand melodies and chord progressions and all that, and I could make a beat and write a chorus and take it to him, and he could easily, like, right off the bat catch it and come up with a melody for it. And that's what he did on a lot of the songs, like Heart is on Fire. Him and I, we really have this weird chemistry when we're writing songs. Sometimes we won't even be saying any words to each other, we'll just be letting the beat play, and we'll have the same concept in mind without even talking to each other. He'll be like, I have a concept, and I'll be like, I do too, and I'll say mine, and he'll be like, no way, I have the same thing. So him and I really have that strong songwriting relationship, and like I said, we're kind of like opposites, but somehow we come together over the music, and it works out perfectly. And the female in our group, Cody DeNoyer, we just picked her up this summer, actually. She, we were doing shows this summer, and we wanted to incorporate a live band, and there's not very many musicians around here, especially musicians that could understand, hip-hop music, but we found some. We had a drummer, we had a guitar player, I was on keyboards, and we needed a bass player, and I had known Cody's mom, and then she told me about her daughter. She's like, she's real quiet, though. She can sing and play guitar and bass, but she's really quiet, she don't like to talk to people. And we finally got her to come out, and she played bass for us. And after about a month, I remember we were rehearsing and we took a break and the mics were still on, and she stepped up to the mic and started singing an Alicia Keys song, and I was like, holy cow, she has a voice. So we asked her to come out and record a couple songs just to see what would happen, and she came out, and the first two songs we recorded, one of them has been our biggest radio smash, Always on My Mind. She had never sang before, like, professionally recorded on a track or anything. That was her first time singing. We wrote her the chorus, and she just nailed it. And especially on this next record we're recording right now, she's really stepping out. Like, the things she can do with the melodies, counter melodies she can find with her voice, and it's crazy. She's definitely got a musical touch. I'm glad we found her. She's like a diamond in the rough out here. And then our fourth member, Thomas Schmidt, we picked him up about a year ago. He's a rapper, he's a young kid, he's 18, but he's currently serving in the Marines right now. So whenever he comes home, we get him on records when we can. He kind of has that honorary position because he was with us all up in the past, before people started listening to us. He was always loyal to us. So, and he's really lyrical. He reminds me of the artist I grew up on, like the New York hip-hop artist. But yeah, that's the four members.
And how has the music been received by your community?
At first, I feel like we're really pioneering and paving the way, because there's really no, like I said, no music scene, especially hip-hop around here. At first, it took them a long time to warm up. We did a ton of shows. This summer, we did a show in every community on our reservation for suicide prevention in collaboration with a suicide prevention program here on a reservation. So we were all over the place, and at first, people were kind of like, oh, what is this? Then after a while, they started warming up to us, and we even had older people say, after they watched us perform, I don't like hip-hop music, but I like you guys. And it just slowly started snowballing and snowballing. We started getting radio play. We started getting front-page articles in our newspaper, in different neighboring reservation newspapers. It just started snowballing, and you know, the NAMIs really helped too, because we went out there and we repped our reservation to the fullest, and you know, that really shows them that we are here for our people. And as of right now, you know, we really got a warm welcoming whenever we go perform anywhere, you know, locally near here. People are singing along with every song. It's pretty cool. I've never seen anything like it.
In putting this show together, this radio show that I'm trying to get started, you know, it just seems to me like the older performers that I've interviewed are very blues-based, and now, you know, the guys your age, you know, it's more hip-hop now. Do you think this, you know, that hip-hop might be the new medium for Indian performers, or...?
Well, I think it's becoming the new medium for, you know, any oppressed people, because it's really accessible in a place where you don't have resources. You know, you don't need a whole band to sit down on a computer and make a beat. I orchestrate all our instrumentals, drums, bass, keyboard, strings. I do it all on my laptop, and then it's really become the voice of people who are oppressed. I think, you know, coming from the inner city, coming from the reservation, it's really accessible. The youth can relate to it. I mean, I definitely think it's becoming the new medium especially for my generation. You know, but then again, when you think about it, it came from blues. Hip hop comes from blues, jazz. I mean, every music form evolves from a different music form. And my music evolved from when I was in fifth grade. I was in a drum group, you know, here on my reservation. My class had a drum group, and we would sing. Without even really thinking about it, it comes through in my beats, like the pounding rhythms. It's like, because whenever we drum, you know, that pounding rhythm, we say it's the heartbeat of our people. And I feel like that really comes through and influences the beats I make. And I realized it, you know, after the fact. I was like, hey, man, that really sounds like a drum, like when we were in the drum group. I mean, so it all started at the drum for me. And like I said, hip-hop evolved from blues. I mean, it's just music evolves just like culture, because music is a culture.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard the band's music?
I would like them to come away, you know, with just the fact that we are here. Native people are here. Native youth are here. We do have dreams. We do have something to offer. We do have something to say. We just don't have the means to say it. And, you know, fortunately, we've been very fortunate to get our music out there and get heard. Like I said, I feel like we're paving the way, because now I got a lot of young kids looking up to me, coming to me, you know, listen to my music, what do you think? And you know, I give it a listen, I give them my advice, because we do have something to say, and there is a lot of good musicians here on my reservation, on any reservation. There's just, because of how society is set up and, you know, where we're located, there's no way to get out there, there's no way to get heard. It's still a struggle for us, you know, to book shows. But what I found that when we do book shows away, and no one we've performed in places where no one knew who we were, people couldn't even say our name, we show up and we give them the most energetic performance they've ever seen, and by the end of the night, everyone's dancing, everyone's coming up to us, oh man, you guys killed it, where are you guys from, da da da, like, you know. So I hope that people come away with the fact that, you know, the reservation is here, natives are here, we do have something to say. We do have something to offer. It's just, it's really hard for us to get out there.
Check out Nake Nula Waun on Facebook.com. From their latest release, Scars and Bars, here is Nake Nula Waun once more with Heavy.
This game and this life, it ain't easy. see. But my soul, yeah, my soul's
so you say you got problems, me too. I got a lot of them, but you would never know it, cause I hold them close and bottle them. I find myself drowning them in alcohol, just hoping that'll solve the riddle of my heart. I feel the pieces off, cause my daughter left again. I'm blowing in the wind, wondering if I get to hold her hand or get to play in the sand, build a castle with my princess. And then I hear a voice say, son, let your heart rest, you did the very best you could. You can't change the fact that a mama's no good. You should look right in front of you. You got a woman that would lay down her life for you, and you got two sons, I can tell they look up to you. Yeah, you right. But what about the missing piece in my life? And I knew this day would come, but I was blinded by the light and the fact that all my kids were together, God for right. And now it's a memory, a once told beautiful story of how life should be. Pictures of a wonderful family on my dresser. Looking at them helps me stand firm under pressure, cause these demons will test you and God will bless you, cause I'm praying every day, baby girl, that he rescues you from the life you're stuck in, cause you're only five with no choice in your life. But I give my word that I'll make it alright.
I feel like I'm dragging these chains once again, avoiding my joy and more focused on the pain. Think it's gonna kill me if I don't let it go, so I'm gonna let it go. Oh yes I am. And the things you're dealing with ain't my problem, cause I got my own, so man up and solve them. I know you can figure it out. Yeah, I got no doubt. Carry a heavy load, got me on my knees, begging please, somebody help me out. Cause this game and this life, it ain't easy. But my soul, yeah, my soul's
I put the tracks in your tears every time I weep. Fade to black every time I sleep. It's your voice I hear every time I speak. I wish you were here every time I'm weak. The pain is deep and life ain't fair, but somehow I know you're happy over there. I let it rock for the one and only November sun, you left us lonely. He was a live soul, hellfire like pyro, the kind of dude that you knew wasn't gonna die slow but held down. And his voice a swell sound, he taught me to get up whenever I fell down. The toughest man that I ever knew. The November skies are forever blue, and your memory's like a ghost, cause you're the one that we miss the most. If I could just talk to you, I would tell you you were needed, and I really wish I could change the way that you were treated. And to get your life back, I would have pleaded, but the smile on your face let us know that you were greeted like, dear God, let me be on tune, cause I wanna see you dance with a neon moon. Dear Lexi, let's see how this affects me. You could text me or call me, I'm speaking directly from my heart when I tell you that my mom's sad. My mom had mad love, you make everyone glad that you were ours. Now you lie in the stars, I can't talk to you now, so I'm trying in bars. I send a song through the airwaves, radio play. I know we'll never bring you back, but maybe you'll say, that's my nephew Jeff, you a gift, a treasure. In our hearts you remain, you will live forever. I burn the tracks of your tears every time I weep. Fade to black every time I sleep. It's your voice I hear every time I speak. I wish you were here every time I'm weak. The pain is deep and life ain't fair, but somehow I know you're happy over there. I let it rock for the one and only November sun, you left us lonely.
Carry a heavy load, got me on my knees, begging please, somebody help me out. Cause this game and this life, it ain't easy. But my soul, yeah, my soul's alright.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Aboriginal Sounds will be right back with music from Derek Miller, Martha Redbone, Native Roots, and everyone who made this show rock in the past few weeks, so stay right where you are. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado to spare. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.rebel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and we have just entered the freeform segment of our show. Since we'll be going on a two-week hiatus after today's show, I thought it appropriate to go back and spin some of the music that made this show rock. Up first is First Nations rocker Derek Miller. From his CD, Derek Miller and Double Trouble, here he is with Ecstasy of You.
Don't you give out on me.
her CD New Moon Born, that was the lovely Jana Michonne with Solid Ground. Just a reminder to all of you listeners out there that this show, as well as all programming on rockwire.com, can be downloaded. Simply scroll to the bottom of every show page and click where it says download here, or something to that effect. Rockwired is working on an extensive download page, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. You can download shows onto your iPhone, iPad, or iPod, hence you can take Rockwired with you wherever you go. Up next is the metal band When Darkness Falls. From their CD Bloodstone, here they are with Corruption.
We need to act.
listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado despair. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Mm-hmm. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and we're halfway through our freeform segment for this show. Since we'll be going on a two-week hiatus, I thought it appropriate to go back and spin some of the music that made this show rock, and one of those artists was Martha Redbone. From her 2004 release, Skin Talk, here is Martha with Hard Livin'.
Put a spell on me, and now I'm tripping. So long. shelter them. We all need to pray for them too. The people provide them respect. Jah will provide them love. Indian elders pray for them. Soon it will rain as love.
That was the reggae band Native Roots with Rain Us Love. Show the entire world that you support music that rocks. Join Rockwired on our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. Keep up to date with all the exciting programming that is coming to Rockwired. And do feel free to check out our merchandise page filled with t-shirts, ball caps, thermoses, and coffee mugs bearing the name Rockwired. Check it all out at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. Up next is a band from my res. They are the band Indigenous. And from their CD, The Acoustic Sessions, here they are with Now That You're Gone.
Now that you're gone. but don't I do? Close my eyes and drift away into a lonely dream. I've seen yesterday, now I can't replace what's happened. Now it's so far away. Won't you stop, baby? Don't walk away. Won't you stop, baby? Make a change.
Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado to spare. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge.
Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. We are in the final stretch of our latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and since we'll be going on a two-week hiatus, I thought it appropriate to go back and spin some of the music that made this show rock. And one of those artists is the band Audio Pharmacy. From their CD You Forgot About Us, here is Audio Pharmacy with Mama.
You can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it, she cannot be bought. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature, call to the warriors. Bring on the troops, bring the tanks and your soldiers. She will not be on no more, we taking over. Yeah, mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it, she will not be bought. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature, move for your culture. Move, we've been all giving the same tools and what you've been given to stay true. Don't lose, side of the struggle we all bruise. Now choose, don't let the institution control your own views. Get educated and you can build your own schools. Be independent but think collective, no rules. Nobody rules you or your thoughts and that's true. Mama Earth providing the crops, we love you. Mama, ain't no stopping her.
bring up the temperature. You can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it. She will not be by. I said, they want the offshore drill on her. Make oil spill on her. Put landfill on her. Clear cut bill on her. Bill while killing her. Print dollar bill on her. Make man willing to rape man pillager. It's over. Enter the cops out on the block and they quota. Temperature drops and everybody getting colder. Who is a controller? Mama gon' show ya. You can never tame her, train her, or control her. You can only worship, caretaker and holder. Mama is the life giver, taker and owner of our spirit, mind, and body. Our life we owe her. Some will never know her power and never show her love and affection. She will never lose. Mama, her providing our life. We love you, Mama.
Thank you.
From their CD Hang On, that was The Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of. Just a reminder to all of you listeners out there that this show, as well as all programming on rockwire.com, can be downloaded. Simply scroll to the bottom of every show page and click where it says Download Here, or something to that effect. Rockwired is working on an extensive download page, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. You can download shows on your iPhone, iPad, or iPod. Hence, you can take Rockwired with you wherever you go. Last but certainly not least is an artist we already played. It is Jana Mashone featuring Derek Miller. And from her CD New Moon Born, here they are with the Sam Cooke classic, A Change Is Gonna Come. That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Frank Waln of Ngaka Nulawa'un for his time and, more importantly, his music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.